The tall Hare's sabre whistled through the air as he spoke to Tamo and Rosse.
Stay quite still, Jeps, that's the ticket.
The two friends winced and closed their eyes tightly as the sabre whipped around them like an angry wasp. In a trice, the cords that had bound them were lying slashed on the ground. Rosse smiled one of her rare smiles.
Captain Perigord Abil Sinistra to the rescue, eh?
The Hare made an elegant leg and bowed.
At your service, ma'am. Though I'm known as Major Perigord nowadays. Promotion, you know. Rosse Nodray. Thought you'd have perished from vermin attack or old age seasons ago. Who's this chap, if I may make so bold as to ask?
Standing upright, Tamo returned the mage's bow courteously.
Tamelo de Formolo Tussock, sir!
Indeed. Any relation to Colonel Cornsbury de Formolo Tussock?
I should say so, sir. He's my pater.
You don't say? Well, there's a thing. I served under your old pa when I was about your seasons. By my life, then you'll be Mem Davinia's young'un.
I have that honour, sir.
Major Perigord walked in a circle around Tamo, shaking his head and smiling.
Mem Davinia, eh? Great seasons of salt. The prettiest her ever to slave vermin. I worship her, you know. From afar, of course. She was ever the colonel's, and me, well, pish tush. I was naught but a young galloper. Ah, for the golden days of youth, what?
He broke off to listen to the screams of the fleeing vermin growing fainter, then turned to Corporal Rubberdub and said,
Be so good as to call the chaps and chapesses back, will you? There's a good creature.
Still smiling from ear to ear, Rubberdub marched off in the direction of the retreat, his drum noises echoing and rolling through the small woodland.
Brr-bum, 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 dee-bum, dee-bum, bum.
The Major perched gracefully on the fallen beech trunk.
Complete march her, old Rubberdub. Took too many head wounds in battle, don't you know? Who never speaks, but the chap makes better drum noises than the real drum, or four real drums, for that matter. Brave as a badger and fearless as a fried frog, though. A perilous creature to have on your side in a pinch.
Tamo remembered the term perilous hare, so he gave the polite rejoinder.
As you say, sir. A perilous creature, and what more could one ask of a hare?
Perigord nodded his head and winked broadly at the younger beast.
Rather, it is easy to see you're the colonel's offspring, though I think that fortunately you favour your mother more.
Tamo touched his aching head and leaned back against the beach. Major Perigord was immediately apologetic.
Oh, my dear fellow, what a beauty of a lump they gave you on the old Beezer. You too, Rosse. Oh, forgive me, chatting away here like a seagull at supper time. We must get you some medical attention. At ease in the ranks, sir. Sit down and rest until Pass gets back. She's our healer. Have your writer's rein in two ticks, what? You're with the long patrol now, you know. No expense spared.
Despite his headache, Tamo managed a bright smile.
Did you hear that, Rosse? We're with the long patrol.